Well, I want to say thanks to the people who've shared their stories and their talents here today. This has been, I thought yesterday this was going to be a wonderful event, and it has, you've all far surpassed my expectations. It's really been an amazing tribute to Menya. I think she would have enjoyed this a great deal. She wanted a celebration. I think we've touched on a lot of things in exactly the way that she really would have appreciated and wanted. She certainly went through a great deal over the last 5 years, and when she died, my first thought was relief that it was over, and my second was tears, and the tears were not so much that it was over for her, but for everything that she'd been through. She went through every form of treatment for the disease that she had that you can imagine, and she had a very limited amount of time from the point that she was diagnosed that was free of the burden of the illness that she had. And there are a few things that that I want to say just in closing about that. And the first is to say, first of all, what a miracle it was for her to find Pete when she did, and to have him drop everything that was going on in his life and accompany her back to Canada when she was diagnosed, and to see her through what was a tremendous ordeal. And it was definitely not always an easy thing to do, and boy, did he come through in spades. And I think everyone here knows that and has absolutely the utmost respect for the commitment that he showed. But it absolutely needs to be said here again. You've heard a lot of humor here today, and there was so much black humor around the house. It was a marvelous coping strategy, and I just want to add one more story to it. There was a day in the fall when I happened to be there on a weekend when we were going through preparing Menya's pills for the coming week, and this was quite the process. I mean, it took an hour for three people to go through and sort out all of the medications that she was on, and have her in partly a state of confusion, sometimes argue with what was going to be given on at a particular day or time and whether it was necessary. And we started counting the number of medications that she'd been on, and then going to the point of recognizing how many letters of the alphabet there had been, that she'd had a drug that began with that letter. And we found, I think in the end, we found all but two. And there were multiple drugs for many of the letters. And it just, I remember sitting there and remembering an old song, A, You're Adorable, and thinking, and coming up with A, Take an Ativan, B, Beclevent again, C, Some Celexa, B, A Charm. And it went on from there. It's fun prescribing through the alphabet with you. Now here's some more drugs in your arm. In her last months, Trinity Home Hospice played an enormous role in her care. It was there when it was needed. It was there before it was needed, but Menya chose to delay bringing Trinity in. And what Trinity provided was expertise and coordination, a team of skilled caregivers, volunteers, friends. There were well over two dozen people that were directly involved day to day in Menya's care, and she was able to stay at home and get through 5 months of treatment, 5 months that no one had remotely expected would last that long. It was possible only through the constant commitment and involvement and patience of Trinity Home Hospice and an amazing team of people, most of whom are here today, and many of whom, well, you know who you are, and most of you here know who some of these people are, and I can't begin to list through all of them. But I know that it meant a lot to all of you as well to be involved in the care and to do the things that you did. And it's been said a number of times in people's remarks that Menya had a talent for drawing out of people things that they didn't even know that they could give. In thinking about how I'll remember her, I will certainly remember the strength that she showed through the period of her illness and her her good humor and her black humor through the whole thing. Early on in the process, she decided that it wasn't, it just wasn't okay to go through this alone. That here she had a rare illness that many of her doctors weren't even that familiar with, and there were people all over the place that were suffering with the same thing. And she and Pete set up an international mailing list on the internet at a time when that was still a very unusual thing to do, about inflammatory breast cancer. And that list has had hundreds and hundreds of people and families involved in it over the years since. It continues to go strong. It had constant traffic. I tuned into it for a while and read every posting over a period of a few weeks. And it was an outpouring of expertise, stories, compassion, grieving. It was an amazingly important force in the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world. And the result of that came back to them at times. There were so many points through the fall, particularly when it seemed like Menya had maybe a few weeks left, if that, and it just continued to carry on. And she wished it was over long before it was. But there were so many messages of support and love and thanks that came in from all over. And I've got one here. This is from November. From somebody who was suffering from the same illness, or had a family member who was, just saying, "I wanted to express how universally respected you two have become. Both of you have shown and continue to show courage, integrity, and spirit beyond what I've seen in any other couple. The courage is shown through your ability to deal with difficult problems head-on in a clear and reasonable fashion. Integrity is shown in your unwavering commitment to each other. Spirit is displayed in your extreme efforts to keep positive attitudes. You've gained a lot of respect among those who know you. Myself, I can't think of a couple for whom I have more respect." That list will continue to help any number of people. How I'll remember Menya, I'll remember her for her energy and her enthusiasm for learning, and you've heard so many things about that. I mean, she learned the most bizarre things. At one point in her teens, just for God knows what reason, she decided she would teach herself Braille. It was of no practical value to her whatsoever, and I can think of few things that are probably more difficult for a sighted person at that stage to learn, and she just did it out of interest, out of a drive to acquire new skills. There are many of you here who will have or certainly will have seen things that she's made: metalwork, calligraphy. She did illuminated manuscripts, music, and I certainly will treasure the creative things of hers that remain around, and particularly the role that she played in the lives of our kids and Jen and Brad's kids. She was a wonderful aunt. She was always there. She was very committed. She always had exactly the right gift, exactly the right word. She showed up to birthday parties when we were living in Peterborough, and there was one in particular when Noah was fairly small that was, appropriately enough, a medieval-themed birthday party, and she showed up in full regalia, and it was a wonderful success. I'll remember how little time she had and how much she went through and how cheated she was and how unfair all of that is. And there are so many words that people have posted. There's a bulletin board that Pete has set up that has some reminiscences on it. There's a website at www.menyawolf.com that you can go to, and I hope some of you will go and read what's there, but also add to it. People are beginning to post all sorts of stories and reminiscences there that will add to some of what we've heard today. And I checked it last night one last time, and 400 different people so far have been there and read it, and that's just a small fraction of the thousands that knew Menya in various ways from all over the place. And some of the words from there, the way other people will remember Menya: that impish, wild, dangerous girl, that singer with sad eyes, the wicked laugh and the eyebrow she could arch so well, and the art she made of her innocent, "who me?" look. How do you finish something like this? I'm going to finish with a challenge that reflects, I think, one of Menya's strengths. And it's based on a very short posting that someone else put on this list. It's from a friend named Jenny who wrote, "Whenever I said I'd like to, Menya frequently responded, 'Well, why don't you?' Often I'd realize I'd no good reason not to." So as a tribute to Menya, I'm going to invite you all to challenge you all to pick one thing that you've put off doing or thought it was too late to do, or were afraid to try, and just go out and do it, and think of her while you're doing it. I heard a great story of a woman who took up playing the cello in her 80s and was asked, why are you doing this? And she said, I always wanted to do it. And I just realized one day I wanted to do it when I was 50. And if I'd done it then, I'd have been playing for 30 years by now. So thank you all for coming. And I want to let you know, I'm going to put on some of Menya's music as we go out. And feel free to please to mingle and visit. And we're everyone, I understand, is invited back to Pete's place, Pete and Menya's place at 65 Empire. There are maps here for anyone who needs one for a reception after the event.
The only thing I would say is that we can't all fit in there.
So thank you so much for coming, and Menya would have been, I think, very proud.